Did Cyclops blow a hole in his mom's gut when he was born? Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. But when I say Cyclops, I mean the superhero, the leader of the X-Men, Cyclops. You know his power, right? He can shoot laser beams from his optic stems. When he was born, when he was brought into this world as an infant baby, as a child, what happened? When he opened his eyes for the first time, when he was born, did he absolutely devastate the hospital? Just absolutely cleave the doctor in half? What about his mom, dude? What if he opened up his eyes for just a split second while entering this world? Obliterated his mom before he even got the chance to know her. What happened? What happened? Maybe I'm thinking about it all wrong. I don't know the whole lore behind the X-Men and the mutants. I'm not that big on comic books, but, you know, I know of them. I don't know if their powers sort of manifest when they reach a certain age. Maybe they don't get their powers right as they're born. Maybe it takes some time for it to manifest, but that still doesn't explain what happened when he first triggered his abilities. Who was the victim? Who did he obliterate? Because you know he obliterated somebody, dude. He was at McDonald's ordering his food, and then all of a sudden, his powers just decide to manifest, and he absolutely obliterates that entire store. Just gone. What happened? Maybe they got some sort of premonition that appears when their abilities is about to show its face. Maybe as a sort of like warning, you know? Maybe it warns them, hey, you're about to release some ungodly power. You might want to get to a safe place where you can't harm anybody, dude. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's just, hey, you're 10 years old. It's time to wreak havoc, buddy. Sorry for your loss in advance. Like, what happened? And how in God's name, how on God's earth did he figure out that he doesn't shoot lasers as long as he has, like, red shades on? What's up with that? How did he figure that out? How did that even cross his mind, dude? I wonder. He put some red sunglasses on. Ooh, I knew that would work. You're kidding me, dude. You're joking. How did he know that would work? Who told him? Who told him that? Who came up with that nonsense, dude? Maybe they had like a trial. Maybe they brought in a whole array, a rainbow of sunglasses. They had green, blue, yellow, a whole bunch of nonsense. They're just going through every single one of them. He's just blasting holes in every one of them. They finally get to red. Oh, we got a winner. Who came up with that in the first place? What in the world? I can't fathom. Did he come up with that? Is there some sort of like a mutant therapist who's just like well versed in the world of mutants, and they just knew, okay, I got the gist of your powers. Let's try some sunglasses. Like, what's up with that? Who figured that nonsense out, dude? I don't know. Dude, the X-Men world is pretty interesting. I will say that. Out of like all the little hero factions in Marvel, the X-Men are definitely up there. They're really cool. They're really cool to delve into. All of them are pretty interesting, pretty unique. I dig it. I dig the X-Men. That one X-Men movie that came out, The Last Stand, or The Final Stand, whatever it's called. I think it came out in 2005 or 4, I think. That was one of my favorite movies at that time, dude. I love X-Men The Last Stand. I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know if it still holds up to this day. But when it first came out, dude, good lord. X-Men even had some beggar cartoons, man. Some absolute bops of cartoons. Their cartoons were really good. Like the original one, the theme song, just the theme song, man. Oh my god. Dude, what's up with X-Men? Why haven't they brought the X-Men in to the MCU yet? What's up with that? When are they going to do that? When is that happening? I mean, I feel like there's a lot of money to be had right there, to be honest. And who knows? Maybe they're planning on it. Maybe they already have plans. Maybe they already announced that they're doing it. I don't really keep up with that stuff, dude, to be honest. But it would be cool to see. I'd be interested. I would be interested. Good Lord. I don't know, man. I do like the X-Men, though. I do dig them. But still, if anyone can assist me with the absolute conundrum that is Cyclops and his manifestation of his powers, please help me out. Help a brother out, dude. Let me know how he came to be. Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. Good Lord. But I was at work today, right? This dude comes in the big old truck. He's got a delivery to make. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Big old truck coming in. Can't wait to offload. Whole bunch of nonsense, dude. So he comes up to the door, right? He's like, hey, you guys got a pallet jack? I said, yeah. Why, you need it? He said, yeah, I need it. I was like, okay, well, offload your stuff. I mean, I'll pallet jack it off. He's like, no, you don't understand. I need it on the truck. I'm like, what? You need it on the truck? He needs it in the back of his truck. Who in God's name allowed this man to leave his facility without a pallet jack? He had two heavy pallets of stuff, and had no pallet jack on his truck. How in the Lord's name was he going to get this stuff off? How? It was all the way in the back of his trailer, too. How in God's name, dude? So, the problem was, this dude comes so often, too. This dude does not like to use his lift gate. For whatever reason, he refuses to use his lift gate. I don't know why. I don't know if he has, like, a phobia. I don't know if it's just some trauma or what. But every time he comes, he asks us, to use our forklift. It's kind of annoying because sometimes the forklift isn't on hand and you can tell it eats away at him. He absolutely loathes using the lift gate. I don't know why. So I'm over here, I'm getting the pallet jack out of the storage room. I'm bringing it over. I look at him. He's standing up on the bed of the truck. I'm looking at him. I got the forklift, the pallet jack, and I'm looking at him like, you're gonna lower the lift gate, buddy? He's like, no, use the forklift to lift it up here. I'm like, oh my God, this guy. I'm like, what? He said, yeah. I'm like, what's wrong with your lift gate? Does your lift gate not work? He's you know how they dodge the question into a blimp. He's like, forklift, get the forklift. Use the forklift to lift the pallet jack. I'm like, oh my God. So I go over to the forklift and I throw the pallet jack on the forks. I throw it on there, lift it up. And I'm just finagling it in the back of his truck, dude. We get it up in there. This dude takes the pallet jack. He brings the cargo over. And so, you know, I'm already in the forklift. So I decide to just grab the pallets right off the back of his truck with the forklift. He had two of them. So I grabbed them both off. And now we had to get the pallet jack back off of it, dude. So I'm over here just positioning my forks. I can barely see because of the way this forklift is designed. When the forks are raised, you can hardly see. You gotta like stick your head off the side to see if you're lined up right. Or maybe I just suck at driving a forklift, I don't know. But I was trying my hardest. This dude was on the phone. I'm looking at this guy like, can you help me out, buddy? Am I lined up? Do I need to be higher? Do I need to be lower? Am I good? This dude is on his phone just absolutely berating someone on his phone, dude. I'm like, please, brother, man, help me out. So finally, I just grow bold and just drive forward and hope I'm positioned well enough. I wasn't. I knocked that forklift over. Well, I didn't knock it over, but I knocked my forks into it, and it caused the pallet jack to start to roll off of the back of the truck. It started to roll off, but I had the forks underneath it. So I quickly lowered the forks and grabbed the pallet jack and lifted it up so it didn't fall over. This dude was like, oh my God, I'll call you back. He climbs up in the back of his truck and just like literally throws the pallet jack back up onto the truck and back onto the forks, dude. I'm like, whoa. All right, now. And then I finally lifted up and put it back on the ground. That was crazy, dude. I mean, I don't think the Battle Jack would have been that badly, like, dumpstered if it did fall off the back of the truck. The truck wasn't that high up, you know what I mean? But, like, it probably would have got damaged. So I'm glad that guy acted pretty fast while he was just standing there observing me struggling to line this these forks up with this pallet jack. Pallet jack's not meant to be lifted with a forklift, man. That's an Omega OSHA violation. There's a whole bunch of OSHA violations going on at my place of work, dude. I'm surprised we have not been fined yet, but it is what it is. That was pretty harrowing because that was the first time that was the first time I used the forklift to like get people's cargo off their truck. I've never done that before. I've seen people do it before. Like I said in earlier in other podcasts, I've used a forklift before, but it was only to like mess around with. I drive it around the facility and I use it to take out the trash, and I almost knocked a dumpster over with the forklift. So this was the first time I used the forklift since that incident. Since that incident where I almost knocked a dumpster over with it, this was the first time I used it. So I was already a little bit nervous because of the past experience. And that pallet jack almost falling off the back of the truck didn't help that at all, dude. So then the guy leaves, and now I'm stuck with two pallets that I gotta offload. Two pallets full of heavy nonsense, man. Good Lord, a whole bunch of garbage. But it is what it is, dude. No harm, no foul. I didn't mess anything up. Didn't crash into nothing. So, I mean, hey, at least it was good practice, I guess. Good learning experience for me. I swear to God, if that guy comes back again, I'm gonna tell him our forklift is down. Even if it's working perfectly fine, our forklift is down. Every single time he comes, our forklift is down, buddy. I'm sorry, we cannot use it. It is damaged. It is gone. Use your lift gate. And I still cannot get over the fact that his handlers or whoever let him leave the facility without a pallet jack. What was he going to do with the stuff? What was he going to do with it? And what if we didn't have a pallet jack, dude? What happens then? He had his cargo all the way in the back of his truck, so it was nowhere close to be able to be picked up by the forklift. So what was he going to do if we didn't have a pallet jack, huh? What happens then? And this dude is very adamant about not using his lift gate. So what would have happened? What would have happened? I cannot believe this. Professional carrier over here letting this guy leave without a pallet jack. Get that mess out of my sight, dude. What a joke. But that's going to be it from me. But before we go, we must recommend a song. We must. You know how it is, dude. The song we're going to recommend on this fine day is, it is, ooh, here's a good one. Here's an absolute banger of a song. We're going to recommend Calypso by Spiderbait. Yes, everybody likes Spiderbait. You know that that Black Betty song that everyone knows? That one cover of it? That was done by Spiderbait, dude. This is another song. Calypso by Spiderbait. That's the song we're going to be recommending on this glorious day. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast, like it, subscribe to it, whatever the option you have is, do it. Be sure to share this podcast on social media and like and subscribe once this video is up on YouTube. And if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. It'll take you to Anchor's website. Use your microphone, use your phone to send in a question, send in a topic you want us to discuss. It can be whatever you want. Just be sure it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.